Emma.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Good.
And you've got all your stuff ready for the head shave?
Yes. My name's Flo May Partridge and I am 8 years old. I'll be shaving my hair for the Child Cancer Foundation.
I'd like to understand what made you think of this idea of having your hair shaved for charity.
I've been wanting to do it for quite a while, but I've kind of been too scared. I just thought of it again and remembered, and I just thought, well, let's do it.
How did you pick the Child Cancer Foundation?
There was lots of foundations for it, and that was kind of directly to kids. That's what I wanted to do, so directly to that and helping kids.
Did you go on the website?
Yes, I did.
And what did you see on there?
A video about someone. Was it Ethan?
Yeah, I think it was Ethan, wasn't it?
Yes, and lots of information on there of what they did, and the video had lots about how it helped his family and also like the mums and dads to get through it too.
And have you got somebody at the Child Cancer Foundation that's helping you?
Yes. Tony.
Fitzgerald.
Hi, Tony Fitzgerald. I'm the Business Development Manager for the Child Cancer Foundation and I look after the whole of the North Island. Hear about supporting the child and the family as they go through this journey. Roughly 3 families in New Zealand every week get the devastating news that their child has cancer, and it turns their world on its head. So we're there to make sure that family is looked after, both physically, emotionally, and financially. So we make sure the child has access to all the treatment possible and the means to get to that treatment. We make sure the family isn't going short of money. So usually when a child is diagnosed with cancer, one of the parents will have to give up work, usually the mother. Mm. So we make sure that there is support for food bills, petrol costs, travel costs, electricity bills, particularly in winter. Also, if the child is having treatment, it'll either be in Starship in Auckland or down in Christchurch, we make sure there is provisions down there for the rest of the family to be able to travel down there to visit the child and the mother who will be down there supporting the child during their treatment. So we basically take a holistic approach to keeping that family strong during that time. One of the sad statistics of child getting cancer is the family at the end of the journey has not remained together. And we try and give that family the best possible reason to stay together and keep them strong. We need to raise approximately $6 million a year to run the services we do. We get no government funding. So all that $6 million is via the donated dollar.
So tell me about the fundraising now. How much have you raised so far? We're nearly a week into the campaign. How much have you raised?
I can't tell you the exact number, but over 1,000.
It's $1,600, $1,600 so far.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Did you have a target?
Yes, it was 1,500, but we got to that target and now we made a new one for 3,000.
Good girl, that's right, 3,000. That's a lot of money, but you reckon you're going to do it?
Yes, I think I can do it.
I tell you what, the head shaves are just an amazing thing. It's an amazing gesture on several levels. One, kind of a sign of solidarity for the children. So when the children, particularly if they're having chemo, they'll lose their hair during that time. And so for a child or an adult to shave their head to raise money and show support, it is definitely a sign of solidarity to that family and to that child. It's a great way to raise money.
So how do you think it's going to feel having your hair shaved?
It'll feel weird, and especially afterwards, just feeling it and like, oh my gosh, there's no hair there. And it would probably be weird having not to brush my hair in the morning and just seeing the hairbrush there, but I'm like, I don't know how to do that anymore because I don't have hair.
Hi, my name's Sally Ann Cooper and I am Flo's auntie.
What do you think of Flo doing this?
Yeah, I think it's awesome and very brave. I wouldn't do it.
How many hats have you got?
Well, Mummy's hat and the one you sent over.
Oh, I need a two.
We also have to get a school beanie.
Oh, what colour's that?
It's just red with grey town school on it because it's school uniform.
That's all right then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you nervous at all?
I am a bit.
Right, we've got some questions from people who've been following your campaign on Facebook. Shall I find them?
Mm-hmm.
Will you go like the full cue ball, no hair, or do you want a little bit, like a few millimetres left on top? Do you know what look you're going for?
Just completely bald.
Completely bald?
Yes.
Oh, that's exciting. Okay, I've got some more questions here. You ready? Have you got a few favourite hats or any cool headwear?
The one Grandma sent me a few days ago. And your hat.
Do you know Annie Lennox?
No.
I'm really looking forward to seeing you with no hair. It's going to be really weird. You're going to look so cute.
I want to see how it feels because I always wanted to feel my head without hair for some reason.
You've got a great shaped head. I made sure of that when you were a baby. It's going to be great. Congratulations, Flo. Look forward to checking in with you after the event. How about that?
Yeah, that would be good. This story was recorded and edited by my mum, Lucy Cooper. You heard from my grandma, Abby, my mum, Lucy, Tony Fitzgerald from the Jail Cancer Foundation, my auntie Sally and me, Flo Partridge. If you would like to support my hair shave fundraiser, visit www.createyourown.everydayhero.com/nz and search for Flo's head shave. Thank you for listening.